I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm not much of a sports guy. Like, I enjoy a football game, but some of the other sports are just unfathomable to me. Basketball I find particularly perplexing. I've never understood the rules. I don't understand how reaching for the ball can be a foul. Isn't that what you're supposed to do? But the one thing that really baffles me about basketball in particular is there's a number of fouls that you're permitted to commit before you really get in trouble for it. It's like cheating is built into the game. Like, how many times can you cheat and get away with it and use it to your best advantage before it really becomes a bigger deal? That's just like, why is breaking the rules built into the rules of the game? It seems silly to me. You should live from, like, that integrity of what it is. And if you're saying, you can cheat, but it's okay. That seems wrong. That seems to be what St. James is saying to us in our second reading today as well. You think you can have faith and yet not live it out? You think you can have faith and not help other people? That's not how the game works. That's not how life works. That's not how Jesus works. In our gospel reading today, the disciples are asked who people say that Jesus is, and when Simon Peter responds correctly, "You are the Christ," he's rewarded. He knows who he is. He's commended for that. But then when he asks him to act contrary to being the Christ, to save himself, to stop talking about the suffering that he's going to endure, he's rebuked. He's like, "That's not who I am. Get behind me, Satan. You're asking me to act out of character with who God is." That he would save himself rather than lay down his life and love for others. And if we are truly followers of Christ, St. James says we must do the same. If our identity is that of a beloved son or daughter of God, we have to act in accord with who we are. We have to live out our faith. Not just say that we are faithful. It can be easy just to follow rules. But that's not enough. We're called to form that interior identity as children of God so that we live out of that identity and do it because of who we are, not just because there's a rule against doing it. We do have rules in the church, that's true. But those rules are there to form our hearts. If we just do what the church asks at surface level, do we have faith? Do we really believe? Is our heart that in line with God as we should be as his sons and daughters? Anybody can just follow rules. But to do it because of who we are, that's what we're called to, brothers and sisters. Not just to give people food because Jesus says we have to and we're worried God is a scorekeeper, but because of our faith that we love God and want to follow him and want to please him. We do as he would do. We love as he loved because of our love for him. Those two great commandments, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, are repeated to us today in St. James. If we truly love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, we must act. We must act by loving our neighbor as ourself. It requires that integrity and that work on our interior life. Following those rules of the church should help us to form that. But we also have to be aware of it. Why am I doing what I'm doing? What is my motivation? Am I doing it because I'm afraid of God and see him as just a scorekeeper and I know I'll get in trouble if I don't do what he says? Or am I really doing it because I love him? I recognize all the blessings that he has given to me and I want to return the favor. I want to please him. I want to be united with him. Which in our life is lacking? Is it faith or is it works? St. James says they go hand in hand. You can be here every Sunday, pray and read the Bible all day, but if it doesn't show yourself when you go out into the world and how you treat other people, it's still, something is missing. If we do what is right just because there's a rule against it or we want other people to please us, our faith is lacking. We're missing that love that should drive us. And this is the hard work, brothers and sisters, to go into our hearts, to conform them after the love of God, to deny ourselves for the sake of something greater, and to truly follow Christ from our identity in our works. Today, as Christ is welcomed into our heart again in this Eucharist, as he comes before us, let us turn to him silently in our hearts and ask him, why do I do what I do? Is it for love of you? Or do I need to love you more? Christ, in his love, gives himself entirely to us today, body, blood, soul, and divinity of this Eucharist. Do we do the same for him every day?